Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We're bringing back our friend Magnus Carter on the line. He's an author in a recently released Mission Matters book. He's a radio show host as well and just a longtime supporter. I'm a big fan of his work and what he's doing out there as well, which we'll get into today. But first, hey, Magnus, I just want to say, man, it's good to see you again.
Adam, it feels like just yesterday. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Come on, man. That's what I like to do. When I bring you on the show, I know it's a little bit less work for me, right? I'm self-interested here.
I got to make you look good. This is your house, you know? Got to make everything glow smoothly, make everything look good. Great content for your listeners.
It's awesome. So we'll start this episode. You already know the drill, as do our audience. So we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Magnus, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Magnus, what mission matters to you?
My mission actually at the moment is getting knowledge out to everybody and anybody that wants to learn to change their lives, whether it's taking one small step or giant strides to a better tomorrow.
Love having you back on the show again. Thanks for coming back on. And we're going to talk about the book that you published with us. And of course, you have another book out. We'll be talking about that as well. But I guess just to get us kicked off, for those that maybe haven't caught some of our previous work, tell me a little bit more about how you got started as an entrepreneur and just in business.
Well, let's see here. By trade, I'm a network engineer. The 9-to-5 job wasn't cutting for me. I was traveling all the time. I stumbled across an ad, how to write a book. I took the course. And from there, I wrote the book and promoted it and published it. And I've done quite a bit of interviews on television, radio promotions, also articles throughout my journey here. And since the journey is from that journey, I wrote another book. And that skyrocketed me. And it actually got me a radio show over on Voice America on the Business Channel. And since then, I've been doing the radio show, my books. I worked with Adam and Mission Matters to do a collaboration book. And that brings us right back to today. Is I'm getting ready to do another book on top of that. So constantly busy and keep moving forward.
Man, you are busy, busy. So let's dive in your company a little bit. So Legendary Products and Services. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
The reason for that name is I want to bring products and services to people that actually want to change their lives. It's based on my publishing company, on the Making More Money For You book series. I've also sell internet-based television, which is cutting your cable cord, and everybody has internet. So it kind of makes it a little bit easier to pay a subscription fee instead of paying a monthly bill and still get all your channels. So I do that on the side. And I'm actually starting to dabble now in some advertising and marketing. So, and it's actually been helping my book series and helping other publishers as well get into a productive and a bright start in their way to being an author.
Man, that's exciting. I love it. And every time and just as an entrepreneur, being out there, reinventing yourself, figuring out new ways to add value, pivoting, making sure that you're always relevant in the marketplace. When I look at your brand, when I look at what you're doing and your book series and the radio show that you host and all those things, to me, one of the central themes that always comes out is that you're always trying to figure out a way to add value and to your current audience and to audiences going forward as well. So to me, you're a big brand guy. Like, you're building a brand, you have a lot of things going for you, and a lot of these different like things you do kind of add to that brand. So I'm curious, for the people out there that are listening, like, what are some of the tips that you found along the way have helped you to create a strong brand like you've done? Like, what are some of the things that have helped you along the way?
One, I didn't rush thing. That's first and foremost, I made a plan. I talked it over with some of my mentors. If you don't have a mentor, try to find one. They help tremendously and they save tons of headaches. Either they've been through it or they know somebody that has been through it. A couple of my guests before, that seems to be like the going thing, is the knowledge and acquisition that you get during the phases and enjoying the process. I didn't rush anything. I'm still not rushing anything because I'm actually enjoying life as it happens right now. And it's like you're saying, Adam, don't know where it's going to happen, and constantly reinventing it because the market's constantly changing. If you don't invent something or try to solve or help somebody solve a problem, what good is the information that you have out there unless somebody can use it?
Totally. And I get this. And admission matters. It's one of the things we grapple with daily. We know our clientele. We know maybe some of the people that are listening to these shows. And we're always figuring out how to bring on new guests and new ideas and things to introduce to them. And to me, I mean, just to be upfront, like for me, that's what keeps it fresh for me to be a host and to continue to interview people and to continue as a learner myself, putting myself in the learning seat, if you will, which is I want to jump around a little bit of a transition here. Tell us more about your show and about your radio show and the concept behind it. Speaking of me being a learner.
Oh, anytime. That's not a problem right there. The radio show is making more money for you. It is based off my book series. And what I'm actually doing is bringing content to people from people that actually have done these things and bringing it to the audiences and the masses in a way that anybody can actually do it. It's not as hard as we think it is to make money for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And some of the ideas are mainly overlooked because, well, that's too easy. That's not going to work. We talk ourselves out of it. But as I have the guests or even when I'm doing a show by myself, is every little step that you take towards your end goal, as long as you have an end goal in life or what you want to achieve, anything's possible. And throughout the multitude, I'm on the air, 6-7 months now? And each individual that comes on the show started off with nothing and has excelled. It's not the easiest thing to do. You do have to put the work in, but once you find out that anybody can do this and anybody can put the time in, it's possible.
No, I completely agree with you. And I want to circle back to something that you said earlier, which is essentially, you know, you had a plan, you took your time, and that you were kind of methodical in executing that plan. So when it comes to your, I'm interested to hear, when it comes to your radio show and planning things, and whether it's guests, whether it's doing a show yourself as a monologue style, tell us a little bit more or give us a peek behind the scenes of your creative process and what goes into how you choose what content to put out to your audience.
Well, it has to be relevant. I try to find content that is relevant to more people out there, more or less not the normal typical investor out there, because that type of show is all over the place. You can tune in anywhere on any of the money shows, any of the news channels for investing. My main thing and my creative style on this is to approach subjects that people are overlooking, that people have bypassed or different avenues and such. As one of the episodes that I have done is turning your house into an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. We all have extra room. We don't use it. It's still sitting there. We're paying money on it. But to actually turn it into something where you can make money from it, mm-hmm. and you know that's extra income coming in that you don't have to worry about, and you're still paying the same amount of bills. Mm-hmm. That's one of the major things here. As you're saying with the guests and whatnot, some guests don't do so well. And I've been finding out some of the shows don't do so well. Mm-hmm. Do I count it as a failure? No. But instead of a failure, I count it as a learning experience. I'm like, okay, my audience does not mm-hmm. like listening to this type of show. So I'll still make shows like that, but I won't do them as prominent. But I'll focus more on my biggest show right now is still recovering from a vacation. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes on vacation. We all overspend. And the folks that the travel agent that I had on the show have done it as well. And they have a travel agency and they answer these questions all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes these shows different from that and from your average mm-hmm. investing show.
And I think you teed it up nicely for me for another transition. You're just too kind to me, Magnus. So the benefits of failure, speaking of that, when I read your initial chapter with us and the contribution to the book release, I was kind of having known you now that we've gotten to know each other more, work with each other more as you've been on the show, I've been on your show, these type of things. I understand where you're coming from. But when I first saw that title, The Benefits of Failure, I was a little bit like taken aback. I'm like, okay, where's Magnus going with this? Tell us a little bit more about like your decision to go with that content and what it meant to you.
We've been told and ingrained in us that failure is never good, whether it's sports, whether it's academics, whether it's making money or losing a job or buying a bad car or anything in general that has to do with failure or not living up to a certain standard that somebody else has mm-hmm. set for you is the way of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's out there. And taking the time to actually sit back and learning from the failure instead of saying, oh, I'm no good. And then mm-hmm. create a circle of that where you make more bad choices. You make faster choices without actually mm-hmm. thinking through them. When I was approached to do the book and whatnot, I'm like, nobody, I looked through all your other books and this subject was not touched whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why I did it was to bring it to the light is Thomas Edison took 1,000 tries to make the light bulb. Graham Bell is he took at least 500 tries to make the telephone. Marconi didn't invent the radio just by choice, but he actually stole it from Tesla, but that's another story. So even someone else's failures can be a stepping stone in the right direction for you. As long as we learn something from it and we don't rush through that process.
Some of the headlines or some of the points you made in the book was really to use potential failure as motivation. I found that kind of unique. I'm like, okay, well, I like how you worded it. It could have been fear of failure or something else, but you're not fear-based. You're looking at potential. You're looking at the positive side of things. And I think you viewed the content from a different lens that most would, because I've heard fear of failure many times. That's a pretty cliche term, right? And that's a motivation and that's how you do it. But like use potential failure as a motivation. Like I felt like that nuance, like everything's in the nuance here.
Everything is. We change one little fraction of a fact or a fraction of an opinion totally changes the outcome of it. No matter where it is in life that we do things. And the fear of failure is everywhere because everybody wants you to live in fear so you don't achieve what you're supposed to achieve. But the potential that you have, is it's still there is, do you want to make that potential kinetic and show action with it? That's in the beholder's mind of what they want to do with it.
Another one of your headline, prepare for the next failure. I found that interesting as well. Tell me a little bit more about that. It's almost like it's inevitable, like it's going to happen, but tell me your thought on that.
It is going to happen. We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how it's going to happen or what part is going to fail is, but getting a mindset knowing that staying out of the mindset that you'll never fail is setting up for failure. It doesn't matter is because if you think that you're never going to fail, how are you going to learn or how are you ever going to better yourself without failing? When we take that into consideration, we change the outcome.
Completely. I completely get it. And again, you put a spin on the topic of failure. I get what you were doing. You're trying to basically rebrand the way that we look at it. And I'm a fan because if we can rebrand that, if we can take the fear component out, if we can just take it as something that we live with and almost our relationship with the word itself,
right.
If we can kind of alter that, then I think we all just remove that glass ceiling or unlock our potential or, you know, all the other phrases you could really say around that. But the main thing is that you can go further and go get closer to and or reach the goals that matter to you, not what matter to somebody else or somebody else's measurement of success or a healthy body or a good living or whatever it is that matters to you. Kind of unlock that potential is the goal.
You're completely right. And you brought up another point in that is actually explained in that chapter is what is success? How do we define success? What is success? What's a failure? We have to define those parameters before we move forward and determine which one it is. And a lot of people look at it as binary, like that, as it is or it's not, but life is gray. So even a small failure is still a win.
Awesome. Let's jump around here a bit. So speaking of books, let's get a little bit further into your previous release. So Making More Money for You. Tell us a little bit more about it.
There's two books. It's actually going to be a series that's actually being trademarked as we speak right now. And I got contacted by my lawyer. It's actually in almost the last stage of being trademarked. So that's awesome. Exciting news. But the Making More Money for You is the first book of mutual fund investing on a budget for beginners. Takes into account that you don't need a lot of money to invest. But to actually find money, you have to take consideration and ownership of what you're doing with your money and figure out how much money you can afford to invest. Just like anything else in life, investments are not guaranteed. And the book talks about that type of strategy. It breaks everything down. The steps of investing, finding your buying power, your exit plans, how much do you want to make, how to diversify. And that actually leads into the second book, that is Decrypting Cryptocurrency, Writing the Data Path to Financial Freedom.
And you're writing that one right now, correct?
Actually, no, that one's actually out. That is...
Oh, that one's out as well? I can't keep track of you, man. Come on, man. So it's a third one that you're working on, too.
Actually, I'm working on the third, and the fourth one is... The third one's being edited right now. I'm still working out the final kinks for that. It's actually in my realm of people for testing. And the fourth book is actually almost going to be done as well. I'm hoping to get that one out before the holidays. And it's a very hot topic.
I love it. You're on point, and you never disappoint. Whenever you come on here, you have new stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, you had a second, third. I can't keep up with you. So for the series overall, like, and I notice a theme here, and I notice kind of like a string of content in terms of like everything that's really meant to help improve people's lives, whether it's financially or otherwise. What's your vision for the future for the brand overall, and like where you'd like to take it? Like, give us a little bit more of a peek inside your vision.
That's an excellent question, Adam. Thank you for bringing that up. The vision is, as in what Tom Petty used to say, it's wide open. But generalization is, I want to keep bringing content to people that still don't understand the investing world. They don't understand business. They don't understand finances, mm-hmm. because we're not taught it anywhere in our society except mm-hmm. how to spend money and create debt. But what I'm looking to do is with the radio show, the book series, and who knows what could happen next, a TV show, anything's possible now. I didn't think I was on a radio show either. And I'm here and I'm doing podcasts and interviews as mm-hmm. well, is continue writing great content books for people on topics that people feel are out of their reach, and bring it down to them so they have the knowledge to decide if they want to do it or not.
And one of the things that you do, I'm glad you brought that up. So one of the things that you do as well is you also help people in writing books and putting out content themselves. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I do that. I do offer a course. You can sign up on the website or email for more information about it. Is if somebody we're in a sharing society nowadays. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to learn everything. Everybody can be classified as an expert or a knowledgeable person in their field, or SME, if you will, subject matter expert is, but they don't understand the process to get it out to the world. I do actually help people write down their thoughts and actually make it into a book that people would actually want to buy and solve a problem.
Well, Magnus, I'll tell you, it has been excellent having you back on the show. I can't wait till these next books come out as well. And in the meantime, I'm thrilled to be promoting our current release with Mission Matters. If somebody'd like to follow up and to connect or listen to your radio show and connect with you overall, I mean, what's the best way for people to do that?
There's a multitude of ways that you can follow me. The radio show is on voiceamerica.com. It is under Making More Money for You. It is streamed on all your streaming services, Spotify, iHeart, Google, iTunes, iHeart, and is out there on Stitcher. I can't forget Stitcher. I always forget about Stitcher. I don't know why. And you can actually go to legendaryproductsandservices.com. All my content's there. The books are bought. You can buy anywhere. Mainly Amazon has them. If you want to know about the reviews on the books or what's actually in the books, there are hundreds of reviews on them. If you don't feel that it's for you, these are people that bought the book and actually had a great impact on. So those are there. And anything else, you can just email me, mcarter@legendaryproductsandservices.com.
Well, Magnus, again, awesome having you on the show today. Great to have you back. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming on just like Magnus, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Magnus, really, it has been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to the next time we get to work with each other. Thanks again for coming on.
All right. Thank you. As always, Adam, and I look forward to the next time.